The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Father Iggy O'Donovan is with me, the Augustinian priest, to talk about something that happened, well, 146 years ago this week. This week marks the anniversary of the apparition of Mary at Knock. Iggy, it is good to talk to you. What exactly happened at Knock? What did people say they saw?
Well, apparently a group of people, and a relatively large group actually, some differing opinions, but they saw an image of, there was no verbal exchanges, by the way, no verbal exchanges. It was just a picture of, they saw the Blessed Virgin and St. John and a lamb who traditionally has represented Jesus in Christian iconography and so forth. But they said they saw that appearing on the wall of the old church in Knock on that evening, wet evening, in August 1879, and that it then became the popular mecca of Irish popular devotion for the next century. Still there, incidentally.
And what was the initial reaction? Say, what was the initial reaction, Iggy, of church authorities in Ireland when the story began to circulate?
Yeah, initially I think rather sceptical, and then they had some inquiries into it, and certainly I know that. Pretty exhaustive inquiries, in fact, where the witnesses and others who had some information about it were quizzed in some detail. And the conclusion they came to in the end, as late as the 1930s actually, was that there was some substance to this apparition. Now, forever, I suppose it can only always be called an apparition or an alleged apparition, but certainly it had its effect and had a popular effect on devotional Irish Catholicism, no doubt, and Marian devotion and whatnot. So in that sense, it was significant because for the next century in Ireland, that type of devotion was very, very dominant in our way of thinking, in our way of organising church, and indeed society in general.
But when you say right up until the 1930s, this was the kind of prevailing view then of the hierarchy, like, I mean, were they more sceptical again then afterwards? Was there a kind of a change of mindset when it came to this type of thing?
I don't know if there was ever a definitive statement one way or the other. But overall, I would say it has been officially, if you like, accepted. In other words, I remember when John Paul II came to Ireland in 1979, at Knock, he said, "This is the goal of my visit to Ireland." And but it very much reflected apparitions and so forth in the 19th century, I think, were very much part of the thinking of the time, the religious experience of the time. While it hasn't done this type of religious experience has never affected me at all, but I have a great respect for those who, if you like, place their faith in that type of experience. But reservations do I would have about it myself.
It's a funny one, because in a way we look at it, I would imagine a lot of people today, you know, as if it's something from a completely other world. And it was, you know, the past is a foreign country and all of that. But then I think of, you know, moving statues and what have you, like, which is not a million miles away. And that's only the 1980s.
That was the 1980s, 40 years ago. And just thinking of Knock, for our family, devotional Catholic family growing up in Tipperary, our mother used to bring us in our turns to Knock. And if you like, for us that time, it was a combination of Bali and Monte Carlo put together. You know,
stop,
it really
you?
Was.
Bali and Monte Carlo.
And unfortunately, on a little more poignant note, my mother actually died suddenly on a pilgrimage in Knock.
Oh, God, you know, so it'll always be special to you.
It was always special to me from that point of view. But what I always say is I hugely respect those who, if you like, place their faith in that type of experience, but it has not been mine. And it wouldn't be the type of Catholicism that I would advocate generally. And not speaking with any disrespect to it, but shall we say we're in a large lifeboat and there's a seat for everyone.
And I mean... Were someone to claim today in Ireland that, you know, that Mary had appeared to them, or John the Evangelist, or whoever it happened to be, or John the Baptist, whatever, you know, I doubt it where it happened would become a place of pilgrimage. You know, the society has moved on. I think that the skepticism would outweigh any kind of sense of devotion that some people might have. But is that true everywhere? I mean, are there still parts of the world where apparitions form part of the tapestry of the church?
You take, for example, there's one Medjugorje there in Yugoslavia, yeah. in Bosnia, which is much more recent. And I understand it's actually still going on a daily basis. Like, you have visionaries who claim they're getting messages from Mary. I'm amazed she's so loquacious that she continues over many years. But again, what I was trying to say to you, I don't dismiss it. But I try to look for miracles in my own life in the little events around me. And I give you a very simple example. Just two nights ago, I watched a little boy, a little autistic boy, verbally autistic, who can only communicate in mumbo jumbo. I watched him in the course of the evening in the room I was sitting complete 3 jigsaw puzzles. 7-year-old little boy who has no other means of communication. And I just watched him complete 3 jigsaw puzzles. And I said, my God, if I'm looking at a miracle, there it is before me.
Ah, yeah.
I was very touched by it. Just a little experience like that. But your question about Knock and that, I know it's become the mecca of Irish popular devotion. And if in some ways it helps people in their lives and in their worship of Jesus Christ, which is the purpose of our Christian religion anyway, the worship of Jesus Christ, and whether it be holy wells or miracles or things of this sort, whatever it does for you, it hasn't done it for me. I confess to that. I'm one of those old-fashioned skeptics in my own way, but hang on in there.
I mean, the real skeptic or the real cynic might suggest, Iggy, that, I mean, even back in 146 years ago in the 19th century, that there were probably members of the church hierarchy who were skeptical at first and remained skeptical, but maybe they saw, well, I was going to say the writing on the wall, but the vision on the wall, and they saw, you know what? There's something in this. There's something in this in terms of devotion and in terms of, you know, kind of just boosting numbers in pews or whatever it happened to be. This is good for the church.
But the popular voice of the people, and if the ordinary folk, and goodness, in their own, I don't like using their own simple way, because look, they're probably much more sophisticated than I ever was in my own, you know, in their own way. But if this does something for them, and there are other things that, you know, other miracles and apparitions and whatnot that do something for other people, but on the other hand, then there are many people, and they think this is the very thing that makes our religion look ridiculous or superstitious nonsense or whatever. And we just have to take both on board. That's all I can say. I'm stuck there with the bit of faith I've got, but it's the people around me and the way I see them carrying on their Christian faith in spite of enormous provocation, in spite of enormous difficulty, but still hanging in there. I see the Lord's hand in there somewhere. And that for me is bigger than any miracle at Knock.
Iggy, it's always great to talk to you. So thanks a million for that. Father Iggy O'Donovan, the Augustinian priest.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.